Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mamre by Ram Goldar and Tirma Zekas Menachos, Daf Nun Dal, the fifth parak, Kol Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Ulaz said, Enocha Akashel Kamitza Yosem Minchas Chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the komet. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that one can knead a minchas chota with water, which eases the kamitza. The Gemara suggests the latter opinion holds, kamosha en misharinan. We assess the flour's volume as it is now, so adding water will not deviate from the correct volume. And Rabbi Elal holds, kamosha hayu misharinan. We assess the flour's volume based on what it was originally, so one may not add water, which will alter the required volume of flour. However, the Gemara concludes that all may agree, we assess its volume as it is now. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi holds that the Torah's term chareva, dry, only means chareva mishemen, dry from oil, but water may be added. And Rabbi Elal holds it means chareva mikol davar, dry from any liquid, and even water may not be added. Point number two, a Mishnah states, basar egel shenispach, meat of a calf which swelled to a kabea, the minimum shear for tumah, ubasa zekena shenismayach, and the meat of an old cow which shrank to less than a kabea, mishtarin l'kamoshehen, are assessed as they are. Some Amoraim read this Mishnah as Kamosha Hen. They're measured as they are now, whereas others read it as Kamosha Yu, as they were originally. After several challenges opposed to these opinions, Rabba clarifies the Machlokas. If the meat was initially a Kabea, but shrank, and is currently less than a Kabea, all agree it is not subject to Tumah. If it initially was not a Kabea, and currently is a Kabea, all agree it's subject to Tumah, but only Midr Rabban. Their argument is only kagon shahayu bo kashir, but samak v'chazir v'sapach, where it originally had the requisite measure, then shrank to less than a kabea, and then swelled back to its original volume. They argue whether or not yesh dichwi bi isura, whether there's a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tumah, meaning once it's disqualified from tumah, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichwi for isur. And pointing with you, a Braisa states, Tormin te eni ahagrogros b'minyan. We separate miso from fresh figs for dried figs by number, not volume. This apparently proves that shrunken items are measured according to their original volume, because if they're measured according to their current volume, then separating by number for dried figs, which have shrunken, is marbim b'maisrus, separating excessive miso, since the fresh figs are more than 10% of the dried figs' volume. A braisa teaches that if one separates excessive miser, peirosa musukanim umaisrosa mukukalin, his produce is rectified for consumption, but his miser is ruined, since miser must be exactly 10%. Any excess amount remains tevel and prohibits a mixture. The Gemara counters that the seifa of this braisa indicates the opposite, because it teaches that one separates miser from dried figs for fresh figs, bemida, by volume, not by number. This apparently proves we assess according to current volume. The Gemara ultimately explains that both cases are discussing Trumas Meiser and following Abba Elazar ben Goma's opinion that Trumas Meiser is compared to Truma and is given by Ein Yafeh in a generous way, not strictly 10%. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Elaz said, Enocha akashel kamitza yosem minchas chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the komet. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that one can knead a minchas chota with water, which eases the kamitza. The Gemara suggests the latter opinion holds, kamosha en misharinan. We assess the flour's volume as it is now, so adding water will not deviate from the correct volume. And Rabbi Elal holds, kamosha hayu misharinan. We assess the flour's volume based on what it was originally, so one may not add water, which will alter the required volume of flour. However, the Gemara concludes that all may agree, we assess its volume as it is now. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi holds that the Torah's term chareva, dry, only means chareva mishemen, dry from oil, but water may be added. And Rabbi Elal holds it means chareva mikol davar, dry from any liquid, and even water may not be added. Point number two, a Mishnah states, basar egel shenispach, meat of a calf which swelled to a kabea, the minimum shear for tumah, ubasa zekena shenismayach, and the meat of an old cow which shrank to less than a kabea, mishtarin l'kamoshehen, are assessed as they are. Some Amoraim read this Mishnah as Kamosha Hen. They're measured as they are now, whereas others read it as Kamosha Yu, as they were originally. After several challenges opposed to these opinions, Rabba clarifies the Machlokas. If the meat was initially a Kabea, but shrank, and is currently less than a Kabea, all agree it is not subject to Tumah. If it initially was not a Kabea, and currently is a Kabea, all agree it's subject to tumah, but only midrabban. Their argument is only kagon shahayu bo kashir, but samach v'chazit v'sapach, where it originally had the requisite measure, then shrank to less than a kabeah, and then swelled back to its original volume. They argue whether or not yesh dichwi be isura, whether there's a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tumah, meaning once it's disqualified from tumah, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichwi for isur. And point with you, a brisa states, tormim te enu ahagrogros b'minyan. We separate maisa from fresh figs for dried figs by number, not volume. This apparently proves that shrunken items are measured according to their original volume, because if they're measured according to their current volume, then separating by number for dried figs, which have shrunken, is marbe b'maisrus, separating excessive maisrus, since the fresh figs are more than 10% of the dried figs' volume. A brisa teaches that if one separates excessive maaser, peiros of musukanim umaisros of mukukalin, his produce is rectified for consumption, but his maaser is ruined, since maaser must be exactly 10%, any excess amount remains tevel and prohibits a mixture. The Gemara counters that the seifa of this brisa indicates the opposite, because it teaches that one separates maaser from dried figs for fresh figs, bemida, by volume, not by number. This apparently proves we assess according to current volume. The Gemara ultimately explains that both cases are discussing Trumas Meiser and following Abba Elazar ben Gomel's opinion that Trumas Meiser is compared to Truma and is given by Ein Yafeh in a generous way, not strictly 10%. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard Siman is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the Siman. So here goes. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabea and swelled back to a kabea. With a dessert of dried figs, a meiser, the Trumas Meiser was taken, using fresh figs by number, by Yafeh. So once again, it's a motion. The noodle chef, that must be more on Daf Nun Dalet. The noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour from Minchas Chota to make the kamitza easier, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein lecha al kasha le kamitza yosem minchas chota. You have no mincha which is more difficult to perform kamitza than the sinner's mincha, because no oil is added and some of the dry flour will likely fall away when the kohen brushes the kometz. The Gemara brings a malchut because if one may add water to make it a bit easier. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeah and swelled back to a kabeah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses meat which shrank to less than a kabeah and then swelled back to a kabeah regarding tumah. The Gemara brings a machlokes whether or not yesh dichwi be'isura, whether there is a concept of rejection regarding laws of prohibition, such as tumah, meaning once it's disqualified from tumah, it remains disqualified. However, a Mishnah proves that there is no dichwi for isur. So the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeah, and then swelled back to a kabeah. With a dessert of dried figs of maaser, the Trumas Meiser was taken, using fresh figs by number, by Nyafa, which reminds us, Gemara discusses separating maaser from te'enim for grogros, and vice versa, and whether it's done by number or volume. So once again, the noodle chef who poured the water from cooking noodles onto flour for a minchas chota to make the kamitza easier, served the noodles with meat that was tummy but shrank to less than a kabeah and swelled back to a kabeah. With the dessert of dried figs, a maaser, the Trumas Meiser was taken, using fresh figs by number, by Yafeh. All right, so now it's time for our four balabak chazara. Daf Nun, so the Siman Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The passengers on the non-stop flight, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which avodah of the day inaugurates the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaZahav. So the passengers on the non-stop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon, and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning, and what happened when a new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, which reminds us that the Kohen Gadol brought a Chatzi Asorna of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and died, and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, he cannot bring another half Isaron for the afternoon, nor can he use the original remaining half Isaron. Instead, he must bring another full Isaron, divide it, and offer half of it while the other half is destroyed. In total, two halves are offered and two halves are destroyed. A brisa teaches that both destroyed halves require ibur tzura, a change of appearance through remaining overnight, before being burned. So the passengers on the nonstop flight who were delayed and missed the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the morning and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the afternoon and saw the shocking news that the Kohen Gadol died after bringing his Chetzi Asaron of the Minchas Chavitin in the morning and what happened when new Kohen Gadol was appointed that day, could smell the aroma from the galley where the steward was preparing the Chavitin-style meals by baking then frying and baking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about the order of baking and frying of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rav Yossi says, Tafena Rabba, it should be baked a lot. He interprets it as both na and na'eh. Therefore, it's first baked, so it's baked while attractive, then fried, then baked again, so it's partially cooked before baking. Daf Nun Alf. So the Siman Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches, beaver, that must moron Daf Nun Alf. Gnaw. While the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Chaviti Kohen Gadol require three lugin of shemen. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav who declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, which reminds us, the next Mishnah says that if no Kohen Gadol was appointed in place of a Kohen Gadol who died, Mishal Mihai Sekreva, from whose funds were the Chavitin brought? Rav Shimon says it was brought Mishal Tzibur from the funds of the community, and Rav Yudah says Mishal Yorshin from the Kohen Gadol. Heirs. So, while the community reminisced about how the Kohen Gadol used to use beaver skin pouches to bring the three lugin of oil to the base of Migdash for his Minchas Chavitin, the Rav declared that Mina Torah, since a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed, the Tzibur should be paying for the Chavitin, was interrupted by another Rav in a beaver hat who said, since this is happening way too often, the Yorshim must now pay, which reminds us, Rabbi Avo explains that there were two takanas, midaraisa. The Minchas Chavitin were funded from the Tzibur, but during the second base of Migdash, when many unworthy Kohanim Gadolim purchased the position and didn't survive a full year, based on saw it was draining on the funds of the Lishkats, they enacted that the Yorshim should fund the Chavitin. Later, when they saw that the Yorshim were negligent in paying for it, they restored the biblical law for the Tzibur to fund the Chavitin, and this is the takana to which Rabbi Shimon referred. So, Daf Nun Beis. So the symbol for Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. When the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a fully sworn is brought from the morning Chavitin without a Kohen Gadol, is another brought Bein Arbayim? So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning, and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled, and only a half kometz was offered each time, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asks, if the Kohen Gadol died and was not replaced, which requires a fully sworn to be brought in the morning and Bein Arbayim, are the Levona and Shemen doubled as well, or perhaps we only doubled that which the Torah taught to double? The Gemara concludes that they are not doubled. So when the Kohen Gadol died, one newbie to Yiddishkeit was confused why a fully sworn for the Minchas Chavitin was brought in the morning and again Bein Arbayim. Yet the Levona wasn't doubled and only a half kometz was offered each time, while his friend was busy adding sourdough to a mincha of chametz, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Kol menachos ba'os matzah, all menachos are brought as matzah, chutz mechametz shebetoda ushtei alechem shehen ba'os chametz, except for the leavened bread of the Toda, meaning 10 of its 40 loaves, and the two loaves brought on shavuos, which are brought as chametz. Tanaim discuss how to add sourdough to a mincha of chametz to hasten the leavening process without deviating from the correct volume. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince. Nigerian prince? That must be Moran Duff. Nun Gimel. The Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us of a Prater who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos who first made his name known to the world. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince, who told a scholar who was a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door, that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Migdash at the time of the Churban, which reminds us, the Gemara tells of the incident where Akash Baruch Hu found Avram in the base of Migdash during the Churban, and how Avram Avinu attempted to defend the Jewish people. So the Jew-loving Nigerian prince who told the scholar who is a descendant of distinguished ancestry, standing at the door that Hashem only shows gratitude to the Avos, sat on his throne in front of a huge painting of Avram in the base of Mikdash at the time of the Churban, and showed off the olive tree he had planted in his chamber with leaves that never fall out, which is like Klal Yisrael, which will never be nullified. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Laman nimshu Yisrael lazayis? Why is Yisrael compared to an olive tree? It's to tell you, mazayis ain olive notion, just as the olive tree. Its leaves do not fall out. Neither in the summer nor in the winter. Av Yisrael ain lehem betila olamis. So to Yisrael, they never will be nullified. Neither in this world nor in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan explained the comparison differently. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss two tikkunos according to Rabbi Shimon regarding the funding of the Chaviti Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf. None off. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the Avos? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss separating Meisim from Tain for Grogros and vice versa? That's on Daf. Nun Dalad. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol died after the first half was brought and another Kohen Gadol was appointed that day? That's on Daf. Nun. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a question when a full Yisron is brought for the morning Chavitin without a Kohen Gadol? Is another brought Bein Arbaim? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss meat which shrank to less than a kabea and then swelled back to a kabea regarding tuma? That's on Daf. Nun Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff brings the source that the Chaviti Kohen Gadol require 3 gulgin of shemen? That's on Daf. None of. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we makok is whether one may add water to a minchas chota? That's on Daf. Nun Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that we have no fewer than 6 checked lambs in the Lishkas Chatayim, enough for the Karbanos necessary for Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf. Memtaz. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss who funds the Chavitin when a new Kohen Gadol was not appointed? That's on Daf. No. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.